Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Question of the day. What are the dumbest coaching or managerial moves you've ever seen? 713-572-4610 is the number to text. It feels like you might add another one.
That's a can of worms.
Yeah, it feels like you might add another one to the ledger here. Mm-hmm. After yesterday, the New York Yankees got out there and got a fantastic, phenomenal outing for Max Fried, and yet he doesn't get a victory. In large part, or maybe in part, because it's probably the noble tiger that they put up in the ninth probably also
I
has
knew
some.
You were going to say that.
Of course I mean, it's in the notes. You see it. but yeah, Max Fried gets out there. He goes six and a third. 6 1/3 innings, 102 pitches, and then he is pulled from the game. And at that point is when you start seeing the runs come up for the Red Sox, and they're able to get the victory versus the Yankees in game one of their wild card series. And so there's a lot of people, obviously New Yorkers, that are absolutely torching Aaron Boone for this decision.
They should.
You think so? You're on that side.
Breaking news. Yeah. They torching Aaron Boone.
No, yeah, that's right.
They always do that.
But in this case, we would be. This was every bit the numbskull move that Aaron Boone gets.
Is this a fireable offense if they lose this series?
Let me put it this way. If they lose this series, he's getting fired.
But I don't think that would be inherently just
because
of this.
But this would maybe be like the tipping point.
Yeah, this is the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah,
that's
a better way to put it. But because what are you waiting for?
Well, you know, you got to make sure that you save Max Fried for his outing his outing in March. Yeah, 100%. You got to make sure he's ready.
What are you waiting for? He threw 102 pitches. He's dealing, like absolutely dealing.
It started to look a little shaky there.
Well,
towards the end,
Boone said afterward, you know, maybe he lost a little control. I didn't see it.
But then also, that's where I do wonder if we, and I know who's saying this, so it sounds a little crazy. If we might be getting a little too analytics crazed, mm-hmm. where you might just need to use your gut in that moment and be like, hey, he is a really good pitcher and he will figure some things out here right now.
It was a bad day for analytics.
Now, if it would have helped also if the Yankees had given themselves some run support or given him some run support so that you could feel a little bit comfortable with him having a little margin, which I think you can also bring back to Aaron Boone, because why is Jazz Chisholm not playing?
I'm glad you said that.
You got a 30-30 guy that you're not playing. Why?
Yes. And by the way, you're not playing. Oh, they're facing a lefty. He had started 26 of 27 games, the last 26.
I think it was 27 of the last 29.
27 of 29, whatever it was, against lefties. And you put a 30-30 guy on the bench who was hot, by the way. He couldn't even look the reporters in the face. He was answering the question, but with his back turned afterward. Aaron Boone, the New York Post called it a boondoggle. Awesome headline.
Solid
headline. Like, this will be the tipping point. This is it. It was a stupid. By the way, that's three, I think. Garrett Crochet, he was at 100 pitches. Alex Cora didn't even have anybody warming up.
Let him go.
Because he knows, what are we waiting for?
Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, and I see you 281 because I generally agree with the idea that 102 pitches is a lot for modern pitchers, but it's like it's not because they can't handle it, it's because the kind of sports science has seemed to indicate to teams that it allows you to have the best opportunity in theory to find some, you know, find success as you continue on. And obviously,
I mean, that's cool in the regular season.
Yes. Right? This is where we throw abandon, right?
Like I you totally are in the wild get it card in the regular right season, now. Man. If he got a no-hitter and he had 102 pitches in a regular season,
they'd take him out.
I won't argue with it.
You might even be able to sell me a little more on pulling him after he gets to 100 in a divisional or championship series because you know he's coming back around after game one.
Yeah.
It's a wild card. We got a few games. No, you got one more game and it's over.
They're on the brink.
Yeah.
They are on the brink.
You got to win two.
Right? Like, if it's like, yeah, we had him go out there a little longer so we can't start him.
He ain't pitching again in this series.
He might not be pitching again this season.
Right, like, if we win the game, we send him too long, we can't have him earlier on in the series when we get to the divisional round.
Yeah.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. We'll figure it out. But let's get to the divisional round, and he didn't give himself an opportunity to do that.
What's the dumbest? That is on the list. Speaking of baseball, we mentioned it earlier. I hadn't thought of this until Sean said it, but the A.J. Hinch, man. Yeah, you know, the A.J. Hinch with the Garrett Cole warming and
was it Will Harris?
Will Harris, yeah.
Will Harris said the day before, I don't think no, A.J. Hinch said it about Will Harris.
He said he was gassed.
He's gassed.
he threw him out there again.
He's gassed. Okay, let's get Will Harris up. All right, the obvious ones for me that came to mind, dumbest coaching or managerial moves, Pete Carroll, what are you doing? We know it. That's a given. Super Bowl. Or, you know, why are you throwing the ball, et cetera, et cetera. How about Tom Savage? How about Tom Savage? Deshaun Watson in his first preseason and his first season as an NFL quarterback was just cutting up, you know, guys. Just looked like a superstar even from the moment he set foot in Houston. And Tom Savage started the first game. What did he last, a quarter?
A half. Deshaun Watson came out in the second half, and the rest is history.
What a dummy.
Yeah, man. It's just like, and look, you're seeing some of that circle back around where you're like, yo, the unwillingness to allow rookies to get in their bags, right? That's one of those things where we made it a lot more difficult than we needed to in that moment. This dude hooping, let him hoop.
Yeah.
One of the ones that came to mind for me goes back to 2020. Do you remember when Kevin Cash rightfully lost his job out there in Tampa? Because, like, the one dude that you could look at, because, again, you know the way that the Rays work, and they, you know, they money ball it to some degree, and they build guys up, move them on when they can't pay for them. The one dude that you know has elite-level talent in a Blake Snell.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Cash goes, well, it's time to pull him. No. And this is the thing, right? You could compare this to the Max Fried last night, and maybe you could start seeing some signs of loss of control.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Snell was dealing. They just pulled him for the pitches, and I was like, Kevin Cash, what are you doing?
Blake Snell's a badass. He's had a couple of those. You got any, Figgy?
I'm trying to think of one.
One that came to mind for me, and again, some of them are in-game decisions, but a couple of mine are like just sort of broader spectrum, broader picture. Mike Ditka said, I'm going to trade everybody. I'll trade my entire draft. All of y'all can have. You can have all those picks. Just give me Ricky Williams.
Yep.
What are we doing?
Yeah, and just like this is where the draft trade value charts, even though I don't know how strictly or stringently teams abide by those, it's necessary. Because you got to recognize, man, there's so much more value than just getting to run it back. And it really does. Honestly, it hurts even more that Ricky Williams went the way that he did. But even if he had played, that was a dumb decision.
Yes.
Like, even if he had, you had seen the effects of the Herschel Walker trade happening. Like, I feel like at some point you got to look up and be like, hey, this might not be the best way to go about it. Interestingly enough, you started talking about college and that just stuck in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And especially since this is a Texas Longhorn country, according to Kevin Durant. I did it for the face. That's all I did it for. I will never, never forgive Mac Brown for doing the thing where he kept going to recruits, quarterback recruits, that were tearing it up and being like, would you like to play safety for me? Robert Griffin III, would you like to play safety for me?
Yeah.
Johnny Manziel, you think you can play safety for me? Like, these are kind of different than like what we were talking about, but it's just, it is so egregious.
Mm-hmm.
Because in college football, it's all about being able to scout talent and recruit it. You scouted the talent, you just scouted it so wrong.
Got it wrong.
So very wrong. You had David Ash out here throwing a football.
Yeah. Yeah. How about Bill O'Brien? I know... You know, there's a number to pick from, but the Kansas City game, the fake punt was just dumb. You know, had Justin Reed blocking with one arm.
Yeah.
that was a bad one.
What about this one? This not necessarily a coach, but when I thought about this topic, I thought about Chris Weber trying to call a timeout in Michigan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That one is absolutely going to be a big one that pops up. Let's see. From the 8-3-2, how about Phil Garner getting a complete pass for pitching Albert Pujols when he hit that home run off of Brad Lidge?
Not wrong, but at the time, I mean, it's freaking Brad Lidge, man. He had two strikes on him. And then what happened?
Don't remind me. And then are there any other ones that come to mind for you here?
Well, like I said, you know, the Pete Carroll one is the mother of all of those to me.
You know what's funny is I was trying to think, like, what are the basketball ones? Because, you know, obviously baseball ends up being the one where managerial decisions, especially in postseason moments, are those things that are easy to talk about. Football, there's some instances here and there, whether or not to go for it at times or the decision to punt a very – I'm like – do we typically do this with basketball? Because I was trying to think if there were ones that came to mind.
A lot of those might be like matchups. Like, I'm going to lock up so-and-so. I'm going to put so-and-so on this guy. And then they get torched for like 38 or something.
The one I thought about, I think this was 2004, that Olympic team. Remember, it had LeBron, D-Wade, and Larry Brown was coaching.
Yeah.
And he didn't really play LeBron in them that.
Yeah.
And that was like a bad team.
Well, Steph Curry was left off an Olympic team, remember? Because who was the coach? Said he was too small?
I can't recall exactly, but I remember what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Steph Curry's too small. Yeah, but the ball keeps going through the hoop.
Yeah, the game's about getting buckets, big fella. I think we got to remember that. Mm-hmm. Somebody said Popovich taking out Tim Duncan in crunch time when versus the Heat.
With the Ray Allen game.
Yeah, the Ray Allen game. That series should have been over. And we view so much differently if the Heat win 1 out of 3 instead of 2 out of 4 in that time period. That's a really good point that honestly I had not thought about in a little while. Keep those coming.
Wow, it was Mike Krzyzewski.
That was Coach K. Yeah, that was
Coach K.
Came.
Oh, good. Really? Oh.
Good.
Good.
Good. Good. He gets too much praise anyways. Hold that. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us on this Wednesday. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where the Ravens seem to be trying to do the dark arts of picking up people off of the street. And it is indeed time for the Browns to make a change and go to a rookie. Which one? We'll tell you next on Sports Radio 610.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.